Yes, indeed. Our next public hearing is ordinance amendment, chapter 115, relating to electronic message display of off-premise signs. We are going to consolidate that with number four, which also happens to be ordinance amendment, chapter 115, relating to electronic message display of off-premise signs. However, the applications will be voted, or the ordinances will be voted on separately. So, Mr. Lank.
Mr. Lank, you want me to take this one, or?
Or Mr.
I got
Robinson,
it.
Somewhere.
The first ordinance of the two is a proposal to amend chapter 115, article 21, section 159.5B. of the Code of Sussex County regarding electronic message displays on off-premise signs. Purpose of that ordinance was introduced on November 29th of 2011 to propose that an off-premise sign, also referred to as billboard, may include an electronic message display if specifically applied for and approved as part of a special use exception, which is a public hearing process for the County Board of Adjustment. In reference to synopsis on this application, or this ordinance, excuse me, this would allow off-premise signs to have electronic message display capabilities if applied for and approved by the Board of Adjustment as part of a special use exception. Electronic message display is already defined in section 115-157 of the code and includes LED signs and signs that can change mechanically. The second ordinance is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 21, Section 159.5B of the Code of Sussex County to prohibit electronic message display on off-premise signs. And the purpose of the second proposed ordinance is if the first ordinance doesn't pass, the current ordinance needs to address that they are not permitted as far as being an electronic message board. So the synopsis on that ordinance would be that this ordinance confirms that off-premise signs shall not have electronic message display capabilities, and it does again reference that electronic message displays is a defined term in section 115-157 of the code and includes LED signs and signs that can change mechanically. So the first ordinance would allow the application to for a off-premise sign, typically a billboard, to include an electronic message board if it's specifically applied for. And the second ordinance proposed is that it may, if the first one's not approved, it would thereby reference in the code that they are not permitted electronic message boards. Basically, they're short. They're both short. They're only basically two paragraphs.
And just a little more background on this, a couple of things. One, electronic message display, which is, again, sort of LED signs or mechanical ones, they are permitted on-premises signs. So it almost sort of becomes a content issue. You could have a big sign, like I suppose Lawrence on, I'll just use Johnny Gnostic as an example. That's advertising Johnny Gnostic. They can have an LED sign. If you had a billboard on Johnny Gnostic's property that was permitted a special use exception, you kind of would have gotten the result where it wasn't clear that they would be allowed to have the LED sign to advertise some other business, you know, down the road on that billboard. So it kind of, it clarifies that. That's the one thing. The second thing is that not only does the county kind of get a bite out of the apple, but so does DelDOT under Title 17. DelDOT has its own regulations for how these signs work and spacing requirements between them on given roadways. So they're also going to regulate it. Sort of the thought behind it was, for example, if there was a vacant commercial piece of property that somebody wanted to put a billboard on, you know, they wouldn't be able to do it automatically, first of all. But it says that they can apply for it as a special use exception, and that gives the public an opportunity to comment on whether it's appropriate, whether it would adversely affect their particular property that may be next door or whatever. So it kind of sets up that process where the public gets to participate and whether or not it's a good idea to have one of these signs on a given C1, CR1, LI1, LI2, or HI1 parcel. And that's the only place you can get the special use exception. for a billboard. You couldn't get it in, you know, property that's not under those zonings. So, clear as mud?
So far.
All right. Well, then I'm going to quit.
Your job is done. All right. Yeah, I get it. Well, gentlemen, do you want to discuss or do you want to solicit some testimony from the public first, or what's your pleasure?
I'd like to hear from the public.
All right, then. Is there anyone here with an interest in either of these ordinances that would like to speak? Yes, ma'am. First. Now, you go ahead. Either way. One first one, then the other. You're closer. You come first.
Hi, my name's Sandy Spence. I live outside Lewis, and you may know that I'm with the League of Women Voters, but I'm speaking on my own behalf tonight, not on behalf of them. I conducted an experiment on my way over here this evening, and I saw two LED signs on the way, and they were on premises, which is fine, but I had a hard time seeing what they said until I was practically on top of them. So my conclusion, and it's only based on two examples, is that having LED signs off premises would make it even more likely that I would get that I or anybody driving by would get distracted by trying to figure out what is this about, where is this business, why is it here, what is it for, etc. And that would be a traffic safety issue. I don't know if that's within the jurisdiction of this body, but I think it's a really good reason to be opposed to having off-premise LED electronic signs, especially considering the number of senior citizens who are here and moving here continually. As our population continues to age, and it's already pretty old, I think we're going to have more and more trouble with people driving and not having accidents. So I think that it would be a major distraction to allow this, and I would oppose the project. I do have a suggestion.
Go ahead, make one. Gosh, we need all the suggestions we can get.
Knowing how this county tends to operate.
Knowing how what?
How this county.
I want to make sure we get this on the record. Would you say that again?
Knowing how the county tends to operate.
Okay.
I would suggest that if there is a decision to allow such signs, they should be allowed only in the council districts of those council members who vote in favor of the proposal. Thank you.
That's a legislative issue, I think.
I want to come back.
Yeah, I think
I have a question for you, since, as Chairman Wheatley said, we have two ordinances. We're combining the public comment in the two. You're stating that you are opposed to the one ordinance that was introduced on the 29th of November of last year, which would permit off-premise signs with the electronic, but would you then be supportive of the ordinance
that prohibits,
introduced December 6th of last year, that prohibits?
Yes, I would oppose the one that allows them, and I would support the one that prohibits them.
Okay. Thank you.
Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if anyone else speaks, if they could make their position clear, it might save us some time, because as the chairman said, we've got two, one yay and one nay.
I just want to reiterate the statement, though, and I think Ms. Spence understood this, but for anybody else in the audience, the proposed ordinance doesn't permit them. I think that was probably understood. It just sets up a process for a public hearing on them. So, and I should have said earlier, too, if there's, you know, an existing billboard off-premises sign that had a special use exception, if this ordinance were acted on favorably, the one that would allow them as a special use exception, they aren't grandfathered. They would still, that whoever owns that billboard would still have to come in and apply for that special use exception to get the LED or the mechanical signs. So it's not like every billboard then automatically could get it and start doing LED signs either. So thank you. I just wanted to clarify that. I know it was said that they were permitted, and I didn't want anybody to think that this just opened the door for all of them.
All right, then.
Thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
Linda Blumner. I live in Lewis, Delaware. And I thought it was worthwhile to come before you this evening. just to share my experience with LED signs in general. The most difficult LED sign I have is going northbound on Route 1 as I bear right onto Kings Highway into Lewis in front of Community Bank. I don't know whether it's on-premise or whether it's off-premise, but it's completely blinding. I can't find the turn. There are often people, anybody biking, coming back to Lewis, up Route 1, they can't cross over. Excuse me.
Sorry.
The biker can stay to the right as he should, but if there's a walker, and there are a lot of people who walk back and forth, there are pedestrians, even in the evening hours, and you're blinded to them, and you're moving at about, you're moving at 40 miles an hour, probably, as you hit that turn. So between the Del Dot signs that you shouldn't get in the right-hand turn lane before you're really turning right, so you have a number of driveways before that Community Bank sign. So this is just one example that I see, and I can talk about that. As I drive through Lewis now, we have one in front of the fire department. And that's kind of we're going 25 miles an hour. It's pretty slow. But it is blinking with Little League messages. It's blinking with, we need to buy a yacht or whatever it is, a water rescue boat. And it has all manner of messages. And to tell you the truth, I need to be looking at pedestrians in Lewis because we're all entitled there and we crisscross the street anywhere our heart desires. So your eyes need to be on the road. And again, it's competing with that attentiveness to driving. So I don't, I can't cite other places, but it really does concern me. And I wanted to bring that to you. And that's it for me. Okay. Am I opposed or what? I find both of those proposals rather murky and twisted. I'm saying, if you have to do anything, it should be by a special use permit, but then we'll be here. We may be called in to testify.
Well, what would happen on a special use exception? It's in front of the Board of Adjustment, so it would be if somebody on their property wanted to put an electronic message display sign on that particular property, folks would get notice of that, and it would be advertised, and there would be a hearing on a Monday night in front of the Board of Adjustment.
But it's sort of like causing government to be in overdrive all the time, approving separate permits for something that seems to me like it's basically unsafe. I'm not against electronics. I love computers. But it's competing with vision, and it's not easy out there. That's it. Okay.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Step right up.
I represent the older population.
We all know who you are, but you have to tell the machine.
Barbara Vaughn, City of Lewis, and I'm speaking as a private citizen.
Okay.
And I am following Linda Blumner's comments about that intersection. The light is white and then changes gradually. That white light, if there are people who are setting standards, should be eliminated. Down the road, a little bit farther from the Community Bank, there is another one of those lights. It has dark colors with lighter letters, and it is not as difficult to see. So there should be some investigation or looking into what works and what doesn't. And I would say the white background does not work. So I would offer that as a suggestion for the future consideration. However, I would support not having them at all. Thank you.
So you would also support the ordinance that prohibits?
That's yes, I support the ordinance that prohibits.
One thing I'll just, in response to Ms. Vaughn's comment and one of the others, just so we're clear, that I think, Mr. Lank, that Community Bank sign's an on-premises sign, so that doesn't
help.
Yeah, this doesn't, that would be unaffected by these ordinance proposals. The second thing is that Del Dot really regulates how these work. So with regard to whether they adversely affect traffic or traffic control devices or interfere with the effectiveness of the roadways, Del Dot, and as I said, in Title 17, specifically addresses that. So, I don't know how well they regulate it, but, they control the streets. So they're the ones that would have the final say on that. My only comment would be, if there are concerns, you know, particularly with on-premises signs, that's probably where you need to go, and they're the ones that would regulate, if this got approved, you know, any of the off-premises signs too. Because it's pretty specific that, you know, like, for example, if it freezes and malfunctions, it can't freeze to a, you know, a bright white light that shines out like a beacon, you know, and things like that. And there's requirements in here that when it fades, it fades at a rate that it's not distracting, you know, and it can't change its screen rapidly to cause distractions, that type of thing. So, and like I said, that's from the Dell Dot requirements.
The biggest problem that we've had since we allowed for the electronic message displays has been the timing, and it's supposed to be no faster than 8 seconds between the signage as it changes. 8 seconds isn't very long, but it's seems like the summer on Saturdays and Sundays they seem to get a little faster than they do on Monday through Friday when there's enforcement out on the route. So that's been our biggest problem. Timing.
Who's next? Anyone else like to speak? Mr. Hutt, all the way in the back.
Good evening. As Mr. Wheatley's indicated, I guess now the second time, my name is Mr. Hutt, and
David Hutt, to be exact. Yeah.
Do you remember his bar number?
No, but I think he does.
I do know my bar number. It's 4037. I was admitted in the year 2000.
Really?
Yes.
And you were just a boy.
Tonight, and for those of you who don't know, I'm an attorney with Wilson, Heiberg & Byard here in Georgetown. I represent several property owners who, and owners of billboards in various locations. And to make it clear at the outset, their support is for the first ordinance that was sent to the Planning Commission, which is the one that requires it to be part of the special use application when the sign itself, which is a special use exception application to the Board of Adjustment, it would have to be submitted as part of that. And the reason, and I don't just say I support it because it creates more work for me, which it obviously does because I get to present more applications to the Board of Adjustment for the LED signs. But in response to some of the comments that we've heard tonight, and I'm going to have to contradict Mr. Robertson, I don't believe that DelDOT regulates those signs that were referred to tonight because those are on-premise signs. And DelDOT does not, I don't believe that their permitting process and what they regulate extends to on-premise signs. The second point I would make in response to a lot of what was said is what I think are being referred to and the bright white lights, the community bank sign, I know which sign they're referring to, is, to my knowledge, and I haven't gotten out and unscrewed the front of the sign, I don't believe that's an LED sign. I believe that's an LCD sign. And there's a difference in the technology as to how those are. With respect to the LED signs, Mr. Robertson referred to the fact that those are regulated, those are off-premise billboards, as it were. One of the things that they're required to do is to dim with the ambient lighting. So during daytime, when the sun is out, the sign is at a certain brightness, and they're required by DelDOT, by federal law, to dim as darkness or dusk comes. And so there, those issues are addressed on the off-premise signs by DelDOT standards. And in addition to that, I would say that the good news is all the signs that have been referenced tonight are on-premise signs. And one of them isn't even in the jurisdiction of Sussex County, but I assume the town of Lewis has its own sign ordinance that's similar in nature to the county's. However, you don't get the same public hearing for an on-premise sign that's being proposed for an off-premise sign. So the first ordinance that was proposed tonight gives the public an opportunity, if they would get the notices that there was going to be a public hearing before the Board of Adjustment, just as you had your conditional use applications tonight, and people would be afforded the opportunity to come in and say and question whether or not that sign was appropriate for that location. For instance, if the sign's in a parking lot where there's all sorts of parking lot lighting, I would argue, and I think there's plenty of studies that would show, and I could bore you with the details, that the amount of ambient lighting that they radiate is less than the parking lot lights that are going to be in that parking lot. And that's where it would be specific to the location, and that's where the process that's set forth in the first proposed amendment to the ordinance is appropriate, because it affords the public the opportunity to comment on the appropriateness of that location and whether or not it would in fact impact the concerns that you've heard tonight. And again, that's sort of an advantage to an on-premise sign, because you don't have that obligation. A person can walk into Mr. Lank's office and can apply for a permit, and so long as it meets the height and width and size requirements, to my knowledge, I think Mr. Lank or whoever it is in that office signs off on the permit, and the person goes and puts the sign up. This would be different because the public would actually have input and say as to what happened. Unless you have questions for me, that's all the comments that I have.
My only thought is that maybe the on-premise signs need to be regulated in a similar fashion.
If you create more work for me, I'm good with that.
Mr. Hunt, I hate to break it to you, but it's really not all about you.
It's not. We can't make this the David Hunt.
We could. We could, and I'm doing my best to do that. You know, I'm trying to help you because I know you need the work, and I'm trying to drum up some for you. I don't think there's anyone here that hasn't seen an obnoxious sign. Obnoxious flashing sign that is, some of them can be downright offensive. So clearly we have an issue and we want to deal with it. Hear what all of you are saying. We just need to find the best way to do that. Anything else for Mr. Hunt? Ma'am, we are typically one trip to a customer.
I was going to ask you the direct question to him, sir, which I thought understood that.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you do it. Usually, I'm going to let you do it this time, okay? Just go ahead. What do you want to know?
You have to come to the...
But you got to come up front.
Put him.
And you got to give us your name again.
Linda Blumner.
And, oh, wait.
No, you got to tell the microphone. We already know, but that microphone can't
Linda Blumner.
Okay, great.
When you say the public...
You have to ask me.
Okay. You said you were giving me an exception.
Okay, I'm giving you an exception to talk again, okay, because it's
thank
one
you very much.
Customer.
I appreciate that.
Go ahead.
Jim.
What's your question, ma'am?
My question is this. He talks about a public notice.
Yes.
Typically, when there's going to be something occurring on a property, they might give neighbors notice within so many feet or
correct.
Yards or something. But with these signs, it affects me driving by. I wouldn't see the public notice or get one in the mail. But yet that sign could really have great impact as a driver. And so I don't know that the public notice works well with this particular problem,
the
type of public notice.
I understand what you're saying. And the public notice rules are what they are at this point.
Right. Pointing out that it really doesn't let all the public have notice.
It doesn't let all of the public know, but if it's in the newspaper and it's posted and there's a sign out in the yard, you know.
The public notice would include the paper notice.
Yes.
The property sign. There would be a sign right out on the property.
You know, I'm blinded by the other signs, and those are little white signs, right? So, okay.
I think they're yellow.
Well, Mrs. Spence will let you know when there's a sign issue, because she'll be on it. She'll be in the loop.
But,
there you go. Anything else for Mr. Hutt?
The only comment I think was already made was that those things are advertised publicly in the newspapers. It's not just neighboring property owners.
Yeah.
So if you were concerned that an LED sign on a certain street or location that you drive on is advertised in the paper, you are certainly welcome at the Board of Adjustment to say you think that'd be an inappropriate location for traffic reasons.
And that would be the same, I would submit, as any zoning application. You may not be next to it, but you may want to comment on it because it affects traffic, you know, on a road you travel all the time. So I understand the concerns, but, I mean, that's a concern that exists in any zoning application.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am.
Carol Zorick. Just one brief statement about visual pollution. Route 1 already looks amazing to me when I drive down that road. And adding more visual pollution does not really appeal. It's sort of like going into the gas station now and having music play when you're just trying to pump your gas. After a while, as a consumer, it kind of gets offensive. So I would vote against it.
Can I get your last name again?
Yeah, Zorick. W-Z-O-R-E-K.
I'm glad I asked. I would have had it wrong.
Yeah, right.
Anyone else like to speak for or against? Sorry, I said opposition. But anyone else like to speak on the issue? Mrs. Spence, did you have another question? Because I did let the other lady ask one. Did you have something you wanted to say?
It wouldn't do anything to say it.
were you going to make a snide remark?
That sounds like a challenge now.
That's right.
Sandy Spence again. I didn't mean to be snide to you, but I have attended at least 30 meetings, well, close to 30 meetings of the Board of Adjustment in the last 2 years. They meet twice a month, yeah. Anyway, I have never seen them turn down any request for any billboard of any type. So announcing it to the public, whether it's in the newspaper, whether it's on the online or whatever, and allowing the public to come in and testify, which I've done, doesn't do any good at all. So that's why I support having a straight prohibition, so that it doesn't have to go to the current Board of Adjustment. So that's what I meant to be snide about, not you. I respect you.
Oh, no. I wouldn't.
Thank you anyway.
It was fine. I'm glad you clarified your comment. That's great. Okay. Anyone else? Want to speak? Gentlemen. Any comments on the comments? I'm sorry. I just have one thing that it is interesting, and we Mrs. Spence's observation about what happens with the Board of Adjustments, and these things happen because the ordinances permit it, and this is what we're really here to talk about, is that how can we have a better ordinance, a better sign climate? New technology always brings new challenges, and that's what we have here. We have sign technology now like we've never seen it, and as I said earlier, all of us have seen the offensive signs and dangerous signs. And there needs to be a way to regulate them. I'm not quite sure that just saying we're not going to have them is the way to do it. I think it would be effective, but I'm not sure that it's appropriate. But that's just where I'm coming from. But I will say this: there's some regulation needs to be had. There have to be some standards on brightness, on speed, on all these things. Somebody needs to be saying grace over these signs, because it's an issue. It is an issue. Mr. Johnson, I think you're the man for the job.
To craft that in terms of the color and the lighting and the brightness and the size, is that what you're saying, Mr. Chairman?
No, not really.
Good. I'm glad.
Anyway, Mr. Smith, any comment?
There again, I'd like to benefit from letting Mr. Ross and Mr. Burton, review and listen to what the public said.
I would
weigh in on this.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't think we would need to be in a hurry. It's a serious matter, and I think it'd be a good idea to have the other two and ask them to listen to the tape, and then maybe. Have it put on the agenda again. It'll come up again anyway, because it's going to be if it's deferred, and then we can discuss it again. And it will be on the agenda. You'll have some advance notice, and you're welcome to come back and watch.
I concur with you, Mr. Chairman. It's not something that we need to rush into. It's an issue that's come about, as you said, due to technology changes. And I think it's appropriate to have the full commission weighing in on it as appropriate.
Okay, that would...
Was that a motion?
That would necessitate a motion for deferral if...
They need to each be acted on separately.
Separate motions, please.
When we come back around to it, or you want me to do it right now?
You can do it now.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning ordinance amendment, Chapter 115 related to electronic message displays on off-premise signs, my motion is... Are we going to leave the record open for further discussion with other commissioners, or are we just...
Well, I mean, you can discuss it. The record's closed as far as any facts or evidence being presented, so you're just going to defer it for further consideration like you ordinarily would.
I move that we defer action on this ordinance amendment to give an opportunity for the other commissioners to weigh in on it.
Second.
And just for clarity, that's item, because they're both identified the same way.
Item three.
Item three.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on item three, ordinance amendment chapter 115 relating to electronic message display on off-premise signs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, regarding item four of the public hearings and ordinance amendment chapter 115, my motion is for deferral at this time to allow the full commission to consider and weigh in.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on item four, ordinance amendment number chapter 115 relating to electronic message display on off-premise signs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.